Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A second wave of COVID-19 is ripping through Tunisia. The country of 12 million people has reported 19,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic. And on Sunday, demonstrators took to the streets in several cities across Tunisia, asking the parliament to dissolve over its handling of COVID-19. Caroline Perrault serves as the bureau chief for Agence France-Presse, and she's in Tunis. Caroline, protests erupted in Tunis last weekend. What's the situation like there now?
Well, it's back to calm right now. There's been a few clashes in front of parliament on Monday. But since then, everybody is more or less waiting for the next step and waiting to know what the president is going to do. But in the streets, it's back to quiet. People are going to work and it's the usual daily life. Even though we're just past the high peak of COVID-19, the highest since the beginning of the pandemic, which nearly crushed the health system down. But really, you couldn't really tell when you go in the street because people don't wear masks properly. They still go out to restaurants. Shops are open.
And yet there's a curfew, which starts at 7. There's been a curfew for several months now. Troops have blocked the parliament. I mean, this is a real crisis, and it's a lot of pressure now on a very fragile government in Tunisia.
Well, actually, the crisis started months ago because there's been a crisis and it's been blocked. Politics has been blocked for months now, which makes it very difficult to have a stable government. But it's true that the atmosphere has tightened a bit over the past few days, given the fact that we have a stricter curfew, which is really enforced. We can't go out before 6. And we're a bit worried as to what will happen in September because everybody's expecting one more wave of COVID after so many gatherings.
Right. So this ongoing political crisis has culminated with the handling of this COVID-19 outbreak. Daily infections have hit a new high. They hit a new high every day, it seems. And Tunisia has one of the highest per capita rates of COVID-19 in the world. Do we know why the country is seeing a spike in these cases?
Well, one reason is because the government couldn't put strict restrictions in place because of the economic situation. Basically, one could say they had only one bullet to fire against COVID, and they fired it too early. They had a very strict confinement in March, but then they could not do that a second time. So they didn't have the means to. So the government insisted that they couldn't make restrictions, harsh restrictions again. But the few restrictions that they did make, like confining specific places where the virus was circulating really high, stopping people from having gatherings. You are not supposed to gather more than 3 people at a time. Well, these restrictions were not enforced at all. And this is one of the reasons the population is quite angry. There's one thing that needs to be said about the numbers. Tunisia is a democracy. It's been pretty transparent as to the deaths from COVID, which is not the case of many countries, including around it. It has a very high number of deaths, and it has at some point been one of the highest in the world, but that's for official death rates. And there's probably countries where the death rate was higher, but they were not that transparent. It's the cost of democracy in a way.
You mentioned that Tunisia's healthcare system is near collapse. Are vaccines available, Caroline? Are they easily distributed? What's the strategy here for getting a handle on this, on these outbreaks?
Well, that was the main issue until July, that there was no vaccines, not enough. Tunisia relied on the COVAX system, which is meant to help lower-income countries access to vaccines. But as you know, vaccines were not distributed evenly throughout the world, and Tunisia ended up having only a sixth of the doses it was promised through COVAX, which means that by mid-July, Tunisia was starting to have enough doses to step up its vaccination campaign, and it did, and it's working, and people are going to get vaccinated because they're scared. It was one of the things that triggered the fall of the government, probably, when they tried to launch a vaccination campaign because there was an inflow of vaccines and they thought it's a good idea to open vaccination temporarily to younger people. Yeah. There was such a mass of people who turned up, and it surprised the authorities that it gave an image of an organized strategy against COVID.
So, Caroline, there must be some fear right now as people worry about what's coming, about what's next with these protests and the COVID outbreaks.
Well, there's some level of fear, but there's also a lot of enthusiasm because the situation had been so blocked politically that they are relieved to see that at least something is happening, and they're hoping that this will actually break the stalemate and lead to something that cannot be worse and might even be better. People are worried. They're worried about losing freedoms, losing rights, especially the freedom of expression is something which is very strongly anchored now in Tunisia. But they're also saying that the situation wasn't acceptable, and they're hoping that it will be better.
That's Caroline Perrault. She serves as the bureau chief for Agence France-Presse, and she's in Tunis. Caroline, thank you so much.
Welcome. Thank you.